Hi guys, it's me, Shan. Welcome to Cozy Home Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. Okay, here. This is season 20. I had to take the summer off. I enjoyed the summer. We did things with the girls. We, as in me and my two, did things with the girls. Family came to visit. I went to visit family. Family came to visit. And we just really enjoyed ourselves. And it is school time for mine. Might be school time for yours in September. But we are in August. It is August 7th. I am so happy to be here with you. And if you have Cozy One Podcast on audio, please subscribe. Please review. You are getting this a bit earlier, but if you just like video, hello. I will be here on video. This will be a bi-weekly podcast, okay? I can't promise you video and audio week by week. Who do you think I am, okay? I am a single mom, okay? I am an entrepreneur. I work corporate. I'm tired. My body hurts. I work out. So I bring you a show that we can all relate to as parents bi-weekly, okay? It's Cozy Womb Podcast. Find it on your favorite podcast app and subscribe. Today, what am I talking about today? Today, I'm talking about doing better as parents, okay? Doing better as parents in the sense of maybe the way that you grew up as a kid, as a preteen, as a teenager, in your 20s, wasn't the type of life you wanted your kids to experience. And that's fine, because how I grew up, I would never want my kids to experience that. So there's certain choices and decisions that I made today to avoid those things, okay? There's certain people that I have in my children's lives to avoid those things, okay? And I feel great doing it, okay? That includes friends, that includes family, that includes people romantically that you don't need to be involved with, that they don't mean right by you and yours. And it is okay for you to do it alone until the right people come into your life. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people push, why would you want your child to grow up in a household where it's just you and not a father figure, blah, 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 blah. If the father figure or the mama figure is not healthy, your child doesn't need it. Because what are we talking about? Okay. But today I want to talk about doing better as parents, because I thought the whole point of parenting was to provide better opportunities for your children so they don't have to deal with what you had to. And if you had a great upbringing, I thought the point of parenting was to make sure that your children had what you had or better. There's a lot of parents that may become jealous of how their kids may have it easy. There's a lot of grandparents who don't like the fact that you have options as a grandchild that might give you a hard time because of that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's a lot of people that are your peers that are just not happy for you. You know, at 10, I didn't have that. At 11, I didn't have that. At 13, I was doing this. At 14, I had to take care of my siblings. That's unfortunate. And I hope your siblings were grateful and appreciated the fact that you gave up something as a child to be able to do for them. But the kids today should not be punished or treated unfairly because what they have, you didn't. Okay? Just because you grew up in a household where you didn't have a choice for what you wanted to eat. Just because you grew up in a household where you had to wait for hand-me-downs before you got something, doesn't mean your child cannot have new shoes. Doesn't mean your child can't have new clothes. Doesn't mean your child cannot have a choice of what color shirt they want to wear today. We have to start unfeeling what we felt as children in place of our children's feelings. Okay? Meaning, your child will never fully understand how you felt at their age because they're not you. You can tell them, you can share stories, you can show pictures, your mom could talk about it, your dad could talk about it, your aunts, your uncles could talk about it. But if that was not their experience, stop looking at them to act as though that was their experience, okay? We can share with our kids, but our kids deserve to have parents who are more aware, right? And for me as a mom, I want to show up for my girls in a way where I wish my mom showed up for me. Or I want to put a father figure or a father in their life that I feel like is healthy and can be in their life in a way that I know a child needs a male in their life. I don't want to drag my kids to family functions that are dysfunctional. I don't want to drag my kids to states that I think I want to move in because my friend said, you should move here. I don't want to have my child living in a shelter because I chose to stay in a toxic relationship. You know, I want to make choices that put my children in better positions than I was at their age. And I don't guilt them for me being able to do that. And I just want parents to be more self-aware of how are you making your children feel by the things that you say and the things that you do. When you're frustrated, when you feel like your child is not being grateful, do you throw the fact that you didn't have a room of your own in their face? Do you throw the fact that maybe you were homeless for a while in your children's face because they never had that experience, or you feel like they're not taking care of the things that you buy them? You feel like they're not taking full advantage of the home that they live in. You know, if you didn't have books and access to computers and the internet growing up, and your children do you feel like some type of angst because they have that and they come to you and they say, I'm bored? Because I think a lot of times it's not what does your kids have that you can buy them, or if your kid comes to you and say, oh, I want this new shoe, you go and get them, that should make you be a great parent. I think great parenting comes from shared experiences. I think great parenting comes from parents who show up and are involved in the things that their kids like to do. Honesty that their parents share with them. So I feel like when it comes to preteens and teenagers, these are the years where your child needs the most honesty that you can ever give, because our kids are thrown into this adult world before they become adults much earlier, whether it's through a game chat, whether it's through the things that they're doing in the game, whether it's through the conversations that their friends are having on group chats in their phones, in their iPads, or things they talk about or bring up in FaceTime. A lot of kids have more access to things that your kids may not, because maybe you don't give them a cell phone. I don't give my kids a cell phone because I didn't get a cell phone until I was 16. Now, in urban areas, fast-paced areas, I understand why parents may be like, I'm getting you a phone so I can track where you are, so we can keep in contact just in case anything happens. Cool. Do you? The setup that my children have, they have multiple adults to reach out to call me, where they don't need a cell phone. Okay. I know where they are throughout the day. I'm in contact with who they're around throughout the day. Some parents aren't. So what works for me may not work for you, but if you don't want to get your child a cell phone, don't make a parent pressure you to get your child a cell phone. Don't make a teacher pressure you to get your child a cell phone. Don't make a friend of yours that their kids has a cell phone pressure you. Do what works for you and your household and your family. You know your child's personality better than anybody else does, okay? I know my children's personality. I know how they are in the house with their iPads. If they had a phone, nothing else would exist. They wouldn't eat. They wouldn't use the bathroom. They wouldn't do their homework. They wouldn't pay attention to the teacher. They wouldn't, engage in any conversations in school. I would be doing my children a disservice by giving them a cell phone because of their personality. They don't know how to disconnect from devices because it's just so much information so fast at like the blink of a button, okay? We didn't have that. We had Tamagotchi on keychains, and eventually that battery died. We had Game Boy systems that were obvious to the eye, and you could turn down the volume, but no teacher's gonna let you have that. We had game systems in the house, but there was a limited time frame for that. You wasn't on that all night. And we didn't have, I didn't have TVs in every room, okay? And it was a shared TV, and there was kids' time for TV, there was adult time for TV, there was dinner, there was bath, shower, and there was your bed. Okay? And on the weekends, especially in a Caribbean household, it was very much cleaning, loud music, running errands with mom or dad, helping to do something around the house, and eventually, somewhere into Saturday, you did something for you. So when it comes to kids today, I didn't get where I am at 30 and have what I have because somebody gave it to me. I had to put forth certain effort in order to get it. I had to make certain choices in order to have it. I missed out on a lot of parties as a preteen, middle schooler, high schooler because I never liked parties. That might not be your child's personality. You might have a social butterfly that loves to be in parties, that loves to be at games and football games and basketball games and soccer games. I was never that kid, okay? I might have daughters that's like that. So I have to learn how to deal and protect my kids that want to be involved in those spaces. I can't tell them, absolutely not, you can't go to these things. And then by the time they become 18, I tell them, all right, let's look for, this for you. You need to go out there. You need to talk to people face-to-face. You need to make eye contact. You need to learn how to talk to people. When did I allow that to happen? You know what I'm saying? I think middle school is about learning about yourself through the changes. And we're going to talk about that this whole season. And socializing and learning how to socialize and learning that maybe the friends that you had in elementary school, you're no longer friends with in middle school. Growing pains, your body changing and your personality not changing fast enough with it. Or your voice is getting deeper. You're getting hair on your face that was never there before. And people are treating you different or people are looking at you different. You're trying to figure out what your style is, what you want to wear to school, how you want to wear your stuff, what backpacks are. Ew, mom, no, I can't have that backpack. I got to have this backpack. Or right now for me, I would say I'm learning that I'm going to have to stop doing my oldest daughter's hair a certain way because she's getting older and the way I'm used to doing her hair is a little bit more kiddy, right? And so helping her figure out how she likes her hair, what's appropriate for her hair, what are the do's and don'ts of her hair? That's a whole conversation. Teaching your sons how to be self-aware and know when they need to go get a haircut. Maybe saving up for them to get a haircut because haircuts is getting pricey now. Okay. Haircuts are getting pricey. And learning how to tell the barber how you would like your haircut. Learning what products to wash your face with because their bodies is changing. Okay. So your acne might be a new conversation. Drinking plenty of water might be a conversation that you have to have. Being aware of how you smell, okay? I think a lot of kids forget that their bodies are changing, so their smells are changing. That's a conversation you have to have with your kids. Don't wait for the teacher to call you concerned about your child being picked on in class because of the smell that you keep ignoring every morning. You making pop-up visits to their room, okay? Checking under the bed, checking in backpacks, checking in the corners of closets, checking under sheets, making sure all of the dirty laundry is where it needs to be. Certain smells coming out of the room, okay? Being aware of your security for your household. Maybe you might want to put alarms on those windows. Maybe you might want to put some cameras around certain areas of the house where they know they're not cameras. Checking your voicemails more often. Keeping in communication with the teachers. I don't know if they do Class Dojo in middle school or high school, but I know they do it in elementary school. And backpack dumps, okay? I think middle school, maybe even elementary school, I'm not sure. My kids, they live in a district where they have to have clear backpacks. So I know they're not sneaking certain things to school in their backpacks. Now, their hoodie pockets, their jacket pockets, maybe. I check those, okay? But if your child does not have a clear backpack, you might want to do random backpack dumps. And I talked about this in previous seasons where kids that I went to school with and middle school, high school, would utilize the nerd, the one that was on the honor roll, the one that never gave any trouble to hold certain things that they shouldn't have because nobody's going to check their backpack. Nobody's going to check their locker. So be aware of that, okay? If your child happens to be that kid, make sure they understand what it feels like to be under some type of peer pressure because peer pressure is a real thing. Knowing the difference between someone who's using you to be around you and someone who's your friend and when it puts you in a predicament to be in trouble to do something for them or vice versa. Okay. And middle school is kind of hard that way too, because it's like, sometimes it's the first time your child experiences losing hope that everything will always be good. Or this person will always be my friend, or I don't have to worry about this person, or I don't have to ever second guess this from happening, and it happens. Sometimes their first embarrassing moment happens in middle school, okay? That's the first time that they're having like bells between subjects. They're going to different classes for different teachers for subjects. They have like 4 to 5 minutes to get to those classes in between classes. So teach them that that's not your time to be socializing. That's not your time to be getting snacks. Being tardy for a class that's within the same school and you can make it there, get there on time. You know, you're gonna have to have those limits. Your lunch time is this time. Go to the lunchroom, have your lunch. It's not time for talking and talking and talking and then seeing if you could get a snack because you didn't have enough time to eat. You had the time. Come on, Apple. You had the time to go eat. So make sure that they're aware of time management. Okay. That's going to be a whole thing. What are the consequences for waking up late for school? Okay. Are they walking distance to school? Can they ride their bikes? Is it no longer cool for them to ride their bike? They're going to go through different transitions. Okay. Maybe that deodorant that they were used to wearing is not working. Maybe this is the time your child wants to carry a purse and their backpack. A lot of young girls' cycles start in middle school. Prepare them for that. What do I need to do if I have an accident? How do I track my menstrual cycle? That's the conversations you're going to have. Don't wait for a teacher or a nurse to tell them those things, you know, and if your child is uncomfortable with you having certain conversations with them like that, make sure you have a best friend that'll have that conversation with your kid. Make sure, you know, you're in communication with their dads as a mom and you're talking to them about what conversations y'all already had just to keep them aware. If their mood is changing, please be in conversation about, hey, today might not be a great day to bring this up to such and such. They're going through this, just a heads up. You know, kids go through moods, middle school, high school. Okay. Some of y'all have a moody child, period. Okay. I have an Aries. I know. She's very moody. Okay. She's like a sour patch. Okay. Sometimes she's sweet. Sometimes she's ruckus. Okay. But that's my kid. I deal with her. I have to learn how to deal with her. Right. And so as parents, we have to teach our children how to avoid certain situations, how to avoid being around the wrong crowd, when to say no for a ride, when to say no to going to the store with this person that you heard be stealing, when to not go to certain parties. When you see a certain group of boys or girls in the bathroom, when to go down the other hallway and go to the other bathroom. When is it not worth it? These are the conversations of guidance that our kids are going to need as preteens, teenagers, because in a lot of states, in the United States, I don't know where you live at, certain choices of your peers in your circle also become your choices, also become your consequences, okay? And so sometimes it might be easier for you to take that long walk instead of getting that ride in that car with all those people who you're not sure about, who don't prioritize what they need to do. You know, if you play sports, you should know what's a priority over you being in the mix all the time.
Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Womb Podcasts. I have Creator Podcasts. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets It Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators in just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShanBePodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website. And all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show.
The party, being at all the games, going to the after party, going to go hang out, going to go skip school. I never skipped school. Middle school never skipped school. High school never skipped school. But what I did do is have a one-on-one conversation with my mom, and I woke up and I told her, hey, I know I'm supposed to go to school today. I'm not feeling well. I'm not feeling it. Not really in the mood. Is it okay that I stay home? 99.9% of the time when I did come to her like that, she said, okay. When you build a level of honesty and you have consideration for your child and what they're going through, and you trust them, there is no need for them to lie to you. There's no need for them to skip class. There's no need for them to say they're going to school and go to someone else's house and you don't know where they are. Most of the time when I hear of that happening, I already know that there's a brokenness in your relationship with your kid. For some reason, that relationship is broken and it's a bigger issue than what's the issue on the table today. Okay. It's been a level of disrespect. It's been a level of, let me see if I could push this button, for a very long time. They're just now showing you the results of them not feeling like they owe you that consideration or they owe you that respect or they need to prioritize, you know, going to school. So just be mindful of that, right? How we grew up is completely different of how these kids are growing up. They have access to things we never had access to. They have options for what they want to do that we never had options for. A lot of these kids have no goals of going to college, and I completely understand, because I don't feel like we're in a time where going to college is a must, depending on what you want to do for a career. And this whole idea that that thing that you went to college for is going to pay out what you thought, most of the time it's not. Okay. And for me, that was, I went to college. For me, that was quite a shock about how many companies did not want to hire someone straight out of college, even though they studied what that company does for 4+ years. They want someone with 5 to 7 years experience. So that's where networking comes into play. That's where maybe you might want to intern while you're in high school. Maybe you might want to work up under someone that does the thing that you want to do, to learn, to get that insight, to build up that rapport. And I think a lot of parents will have more children who appreciate what they do for them if they actually saw what you do for work, if they actually can see how much pressure you're under to show up in the way that you show up, where they just think, oh, you just have it, or you just go to work, that's not a big deal. You drive home, that's not a big deal. You have the car that you want, you have the house that you want, we go on trips, I don't understand what you're complaining about. With everything nice comes a sacrifice. With everything nice comes a sacrifice. And the earlier your preteen and your teenager learns that, the more they'll understand, let me wait before I come to you and ask you for X, Y, and Z. Let me wait before I say, oh, I want this car because I saw what that car comes with. I saw what problems and how much money you have to pour into that car if this happens. I think I want to live on my own up until I saw those utility bills. Okay? And for me personally, I'm not going to be one of those parents who are like, oh, you're 18. Go ahead and move out. Peace. Bye. No. You can stay with me until you can financially, mentally, and physically take care of yourself and provide for yourself, protect yourself, and come back to me to visit. If you don't feel like you're prepared for that, please stay, because you're not doing me no help as a child being out there in the world of what I know the world is filled with, racking in debt, getting kicked out of your apartment, getting kicked out of your dorm, getting speeding tickets, not being able to pay your auto renewal that's coming up. Like, if you can't afford the things that you think you want in life, please stay put. You still have more learning to do. And honestly, there's a lot of people who have more learning to do in their 30s. There's a lot of people who still have more learning to do in their 40s. So just please be more aware of those things when it comes to your child, because every child is not ready to be out and on their own at 18. And some young teenagers run into adult life too fast, being pushed out there. And I will tell you more once I come back, because I gotta close the store now.
Okay. Hey y'all, if you're looking to support this podcast, check out the Cozy Womb Shop with Teespring today. Now back to the show.
She's back. What's up? This is Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. If you're still here, you might be friends or whatever. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. I'm talking about doing better as an adult for your children and what that might mean. And this is episode 1 of season 20. If you've been here from season 1 since 2018 up until now, okay. Okay, I love it. All right. But doing better as parents for us means being aware of what we say. Okay, because sometimes people can say some things that really stick with the child up until they're in their 80s. And that's real talk. This whole idea that words can't hurt me, that's a lie. Okay, words hurt a lot of people. So if you grew up and your grandmother or your grandfather said something to you that really stuck with you, be mindful of what you say to your kids. If there's something that your parents may have said to you as a child that really stuck with you, be mindful of what you say to your kids. If there's an uncle, a cousin, an aunt, a teacher that really said something about you, your character, how you look, the way that you spoke, the way that you eat, the place that you lived, and that really rubs you the wrong way, be mindful of what you say to your kids, what people may say to your kids, and self-control and self-balance can take your child such a far way in life, because that's like the foundation for everything. Having balance, self-control, self-awareness, self-discipline. Okay. Yeah, you saved up $60 and those shoes cost $50. You have enough to get it, technically. But do you actually want to spend weeks of, you know, saving your money to get these shoes? Do you really love these shoes? Or is it that all your friends have these shoes? Do you really need this game? Or is it that all your friends have this game and you just want this game because your friends have it? Or do you have a bigger goal for your money? Okay, teach your child that it's cool to not be like the rest. teach your child that it's cool to miss out on what everybody else is doing to do that thing that they love to do, right? And that's what's going to make them stand out to the right people. And the friends that's going to be cool with you doing that are the friends that you need. The friends that's just going to tease you or say something bad about you because you want to do your own thing, those are not your people, all right? And I would rather be around my people, if it's five people, better than being around 100 people that's not my people, all right? Don't be a stranger around friends. What age were you when you were doing X, Y, and Z? And if you were older when you did X, Y, and Z, that means you need to talk to your child sooner. Because let me tell you something. These kids are getting into a lot more earlier. They have access to a lot more faster. Things are being sent in USPS mail next day. Like it's nothing. Okay. Definitely talk to your kids about how they treat other people at school. Just because the group of friends that you be around treat this person like this doesn't mean you need to be in that crowd and talk to this person any type of way and treat this person any type of way. Because the kids today are not the kids of yesterday. All right. They don't know how to handle aggression, bullying, how they used to, okay? They go get things, they do things, they make lists, and I don't need to say anymore, okay? We're very familiar with what that looks like. And so we always talk about the child that retaliated. For whatever reason, they retaliated, but not enough gets talked about those kids who get to walk around that school or that playground or that bus day in and day out. And their parents never get talked to by the principals or the teachers because physically they didn't do anything. But psychologically, a lot of kids are tormenting other kids at school, at the bus stop, on the bus, walking home, on the internet. And so we have to start teaching our children as early as possible what it looks like to ignore someone teasing you, what it looks like when someone's harassing you, what it looks like to defend yourself. When is it okay for things to get physical? When is it not okay for things to get physical? What are things that can be said? What are things that cannot be said? What is something that you should never take to school? What is something you should never show? What is the difference between you saying this might happen and a threat? Because a lot of states take all that seriously. And it only takes a couple of seconds, a couple of emotions, an instigating crowd for something to pop off. And we just don't need it. I'm tired of every year tons of parents going through losing their children because they sent them to school, losing their children because they sent them to a party, losing their children because they were on the bus and this happened. Right? We have to teach our children how to emotionally check themselves. And that's how we become better parents, is being aware that that may happen, can happen, and this is what you do if that happens. Don't try to have that conversation after that happens, okay? What were you scared to ask your parents at their age? If you haven't had that conversation, please have that conversation. What were you thinking about doing that was not smart at their age? If you haven't had that conversation with them, please have that conversation with them, okay? Ari and Anya asked me things that are very adult-like, and because I would rather them hear the truth from me, I give them the honest answer. But there's still a level of respect there. We're not having full-blown conversations about the details of this, but this is what that is. This is not appropriate. This is what you can't say. This is what you can say. If you have a question about this, let me know. If someone does this, let me know. If somebody tells you this, let me know. And if you are not having those conversations, I hate to tell you, but certain things are no longer being taught at school. So stop relying on school to tell them. Stop relying on biology to go over it. Stop relying on the school nurse to explain it. Stop relying on outside entities to parent your children. Okay, these teachers are tired. These teachers are doing a lot. A lot of teachers are spending their money for supplies, spending their money for uniform clothes, just in case your child comes to school and something that was dirty from the last 3 days and they need a new shirt or they need some new pants. And you're just, you know, maybe embarrassed or too scared to say something. You don't know if there are any resources for that. Some teachers are giving kids lunches because they don't have lunch. They can't afford lunch. A lot of schools are cutting out paying for a kid's lunch. So that's a burden on parents who can maybe can't afford that. Me personally, I'm fortunate to be able to pack my children's lunch, make their lunch, buy them lunch, clean their lunchbox, all of that. So that's not a problem for me, but everybody is not that fortunate. So we have to be mindful that those things may happen. We have to be mindful of what we allow our kids to take to school and show off. How may that rub another person the wrong way? Is it fair? No. Should your child be able to have what you would like them to have? Yes. But is there a time and place for certain things? Yes. Okay. Learn to apologize to your teenagers. Okay. If you would love for your child to respect you on a deeper level, you're going to have to learn to apologize, honey. Apologize to your preteens. Apologize to your teenagers. Be aware of when your tone was extra. Be aware of when you overreacted. Be aware of when you assumed. Okay. And please be mindful about having an older sibling. Yes, there are certain things that I expect you to be able to do that your younger sibling may not do. But at the same time, please remember that that is also a child. Please remember that their younger brother or sister is not their child. So don't put too much on your preteen or your teenager to show up in places where you should show up, okay? And every preteen and teenager needs a break. They need to check in. They want a hug, even though they might not ask you for a hug. They want you to come ask them certain things. Do not treat them like a roommate in the house that's not paying rent. Do not put them in a corner in order for them to make decisions. Do not pressure them to show up at school like you used to show up. If you play sports in school and they don't like sports, leave them alone. They don't like sports. Maybe there's something else that they like that you need to dig into in their heads to figure out what that is. If you didn't like going to parties and going to basketball games and football games, you might have a kid that might like going to basketball games or football games and parties. Okay? Am I saying make sure that they get to go to all the parties? No. But I'm just saying have some consideration that that might be your child's thing. Right? If you didn't have the conversation with them about certain substances, have that conversation because these kids are dabbling into that in elementary school, middle school and high school. Okay. And I was never someone that seeked that out, but I knew who I needed to go to if that's something I wanted. Every child knows who's the go-to child for the things that they are not supposed to have, that they might want or think they want. Okay. And I will say this, teach your preteen and teenager that if there's something that they love, they really care about, do not let anyone borrow it. Not your best friend, not your cousin. If you have extra shoes in your locker and you love those shoes and somebody forgot their shoes for gym, do not let that person borrow those sneakers, because they will wear those sneakers and walk out your life. And I remember in fifth grade or seventh grade, Nari wore some Nikes of mine. I can't even remember what style Nikes these was, but I loved them. She wore some Nikes of mine for gym because she forgot her shoes. And I've never seen those Nikes ever since she wore them for that class period. She stole my shoes, okay? And girl, wherever you are in this world, I hope somebody steals your shoes, okay? Because I did you a favor, okay? And I am 37, I still remember that. So if your child does not want that feeling of, dang, she really did steal my shoes, or I'm going to say this, and don't be trying to clock how old I am, but when you let somebody borrow your mixtape CD and they'll never bring it back to you, they stole it. They stole it. So if you love something, don't let it go. If you love something, you care about something, and you'll be so upset if somebody took it and never brought it back, and you don't want to have to keep reminding them to bring back your stuff, they're not going to. It was never in their plans. They just got one up on you, okay? So teach your child what you didn't learn as a kid. Don't be jealous of the fact that they don't have to deal with the mishaps and the things that you didn't have. Teach them to be better, because we want our kids to be better because we're better people, because we learned the lessons. We did the suffering. We missed out. So we're going to put our kids in positions so they don't miss out, right? And if that's not your aim, we are not the same, okay? I am a parent who wants to do better things for my kids, better setups for my kids. So that's how I'm going to treat it. Okay. My name is Shan. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. I appreciate you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys for coming through. It's been a blast. I will see you in 2 weeks. You would hear me in 2 weeks. And please subscribe and please leave a review. Bye. Be cool out here. Be good people, because parenting is hard and we're tired, but who gonna do it? Bye.